Hello and welcome to History First. This is a podcast about presidential history and trivia based on the site history-first.com. Well, listeners, we're still in the dead of winter, but spring is right around the corner. So it seems like the perfect time to insert some romance into this podcast. Is the presidency romantic? Some people have certainly thought so. Today, we're going to talk about the first and only president to get married at the White House, our friend Grover Cleveland. We'll get into it after the ad break. If you're a frequent listener to this show, or if you follow us online, you'll know that we've talked quite a bit about Grover Cleveland. That was entirely unplanned, but he keeps popping up. When we wrote about presidential health scares, there was Grover getting secret jaw surgery on a yacht. When we wrote about the only non-consecutive president, there was Grover losing the White House to Benjamin Harrison in 1888, only to win it back 4 years later. And when we decided to write about White House weddings, he appeared again. Grover Cleveland is the only president to have gotten married at the White House. That makes sense, in a way. White House bachelors are a rare breed, so there have been few occasions for a president to get married. Most presidents arrive at the White House with a wife at their side. In fact, only three presidents have gotten married during their term. That's John Tyler, Woodrow Wilson, and Cleveland. For Tyler and Wilson, it was a second marriage, and neither of them married at the White House. Cleveland was unique when he ran for president in 1884, because not only was he a bachelor, but he was an unmarried bachelor. This caused a couple of problems for him, which we've touched on before. Basically, Cleveland got embroiled in this scandal when a woman named Maria Halprin claimed she had had his baby out of wedlock. Remember, this was 1884, so a few hundred years before the Me Too movement. Cleveland's supporters shrugged it off as boys being boys, and the woman was sent to an insane asylum. So, yeah. Anyway, the odd detail in that story is that the baby's name was Oscar Folsom Cleveland. Oscar Folsom was Cleveland's best friend, which to me makes it sound like either of those two men could have been the father. But this is important because Oscar Folsom had a young daughter named Frances. She was born when Cleveland was around 27 years old, and Cleveland even bought his best friend's daughter her first baby carriage. In case you don't see where this is going, spoiler alert, Cleveland ends up marrying Frances Folsom. He's close to the Folsom family all her life. When Oscar Folsom dies unexpectedly, Cleveland becomes the executor of his estate. And when Frances goes to college, Cleveland writes her letters and sends flowers. She visits the White House with her mother one day, and Frances, now an adult, falls in love with the president, Grover Cleveland. They decide to get married. At this point, Cleveland is 49 and Frances is 21. So let's talk about that. Frances Folsom and Grover Cleveland get married on June 2nd, 1886. They did not give the country much notice. On May 28th, 5 days prior, Cleveland sent out invitations to a very small group of friends. They said, "On Wednesday next at 7 o'clock in the evening, I shall be married to Miss Folsom at the White House. We shall have a very quiet wedding, but I earnestly desire that you will be present on the occasion." He meant it when he said he wanted a quiet wedding. Only 28 people attended the wedding, which was held in the Blue Room at the White House. I'll point out that after the whole sex scandal thing, Cleveland was not a huge fan of the press, which might explain why he didn't want a big public wedding. Anyway, the wedding itself is really lovely. Frances wears a wedding dress with orange blossoms, which is in vogue at the time after being popularized by Queen Victoria. And during the ceremony, she vows to honor, love, and keep her new husband instead of honor, love, and obey. The Clevelands, it seems, have a happy marriage. They have 5 children together. And here we find another Grover Cleveland factoid. Their daughter, Esther, was the first and only president's baby to be born at the White House. Grover Cleveland was the only president to marry at the White House, but other people have married there as well. 18 couples have wed at the Executive Mansion ever since Dolly Madison's sister got married at the White House in 1812. Since then, White House weddings have mostly involved presidential relatives, sons, daughters, nieces, etc., like in the case of Trisha Nixon, the daughter of Richard Nixon. Only twice has a non-relative married at the White House. In 1942, an assistant to Franklin Roosevelt married at the White House, and in 2013, the most recent White House wedding to date, Barack Obama's photographer married in the Rose Garden. Of course, there are some downsides to having a White House wedding. The attention is intense, your ceremony might be drowned out by protests, depending on what the president has done lately, and the White House is a public place, which means you'll share your memories with countless others. That being said, it does seem like a pretty special place for a wedding. Grover Cleveland and Francis Folsom certainly thought so. Well, that's our show. Thanks so much for listening, and check us out online at history-first.com. Take care, everyone, and talk to you soon.